See now, Shas Sugya, a Sugya which appears four places, Shas, and many more places in the Rishayim. So we have to understand these next few lines of Gemara. Let's see. Gemara asks, "Miyka midi b'day raisa loyla habigita mishum tznuais and mishum prutzais sharina and eishes ishlaon." What's the Gemara's kasha? That min atayra this dish can get. Min atayra there's nothing here. He was nanas, and it's not a get. How could you have a get, a woman who min atayra she's married and min drabanan she's a mugureshes? Doesn't make any sense. In the Torah, she's married, she's an Eishes Ish. So Rabbanan can't come along and make her not be an Eishes Ish. She's an Eishes Ish. So the Gemara answers in. Called the Mekadish, I like the Rabbanan, Mekadish. Vafkinun Rabbanan l'kidusha mineh. Every person who gets married does so Adaita Rabbanan. What does that mean, he gets married Adaita Rabbanan? So Taisa says, "Lachein Imrim b'shas kedusha k'das Moshe v'Yisrael." We say, "Getting married k'das Moshe v'Yisrael." That means I'm getting married according to the rules. And whatever.
So the
wife is listening and being maskim, right? Accepting the ring. She's maskim to what the husband says. Now, Taisis does not mean that Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael is ma'akiv. Let's say I have a man who didn't say Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. He said, Hari Abu Kedesh is libet abazu. He didn't say Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. The halach is not going to change. Because it's not pshat that he said Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. The Ritva says that it has nothing to do with saying Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. As a matter of fact, the Ritva says, Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael doesn't say, the words don't even say Adaita Rabbanan. It just means that any person who gets married, what is marriage? What is Kedushin? Kedushin is a concept that says in Halach. So anybody who gets married wants to be married based on what Chazal say Kedushin are. And whatever Chazal say, that's what he means. It's like a man, chasna, at the chasna, he's a kabbal kinyan on his ksuba. Does it mean he knows all the Hilchis Ksuba? No. Even on that piece of paper, it doesn't say all the Hilchis Ksuba. But he's being Mekabel on himself. Whatever Chazal said is a Ksuba, that's what he's Mekabel. Same thing when a man does a Maisa Kiddushin, he means to be Mekabel what Chazal called Kiddushin. What the Torah and the way the Rabbanan touched up, whatever that is, that's his intention. So, what? No, he could. Somebody. He says beferish not, and enochinami. Then you can't say kol kashayt rabbanim akad. And when we finish the sugi, we'll have to see how we'll deal with somebody who does that. But now I'm talking about a normal person who does a normal kedushin. You want to be married, whatever the Torah means, whatever the Shulchan Aruch calls kedushin, that's what you mean. And that's the assumption on every normal person who gets married, that it's a daita rabbanim akad. So afkinu rabbanu l'kedusha minei. Now that needs to be explained, and that's the focus of the whole sugya, is what does it mean, afkinu rabbanu l'kedusha minei. The rabbanu took away his kedusha. They took away his kedusha. So there are a number of mahalchim in the sugya. And the main question that every mahalach has to answer is what is happening here? Is it happening l'mafreya? Are we saying they were never married? Or are we saying that from now on, from the time we give the get and on, they're not married? You follow? A man got married 20 years ago. And 20 years later, he gave his wife a get, I'm an us, that I don't come. And he was nenas and he didn't come. So the Rabbanan say it's a good get. What are the Rabbanan doing? Are they saying he was never married since 20 years ago? Or are they saying that only from now on he's not married? Only Mekana Lahaba? So So what's the mashmois of the Gemara?
There's no reason to say it the first 20 years they were married.
They were or they were not?
The problem is, from when he left until now, we know what's
so you're saying it's happening from now and on?
Yeah.
How's the mashma now? Where is the mashma? What's the next kasha? Tidach b'chidish b'kaspa. It's very good if you do. What is it? Amalei Ravina Ravasha. Tidach b'chidish b'kaspa. If you give kedusha with kesef, so what's good? What's good? The hefker bez and the hefker, Taisa says. Rashi doesn't say, right? Does Rashi say tinnach b'kiddush b'kaspa? Oysa mois matana meikara. Rashi says. So tinnach b'kiddush b'kaspa, the mois is a matana meikara. So therefore, it's l'mafreya. And Taisa says hefker bez and hefker, same thing. Have mois matana. So it's l'mafreya, no? What? That's what it sounds like. What's Rashi? Let's see Rashi. Call the Mekadish, Rashi. Call HaMekadish Yishal Dashen Higul Chachma Yisrael B'Yisrael Mekadisha Shirukam HaKidushin V'Divrei Chachamim. If you betel V'Divrei Chachamim Al Yedei Gittin Shech Shiru Chacham. That Rashi is very clear that it's only Mekadal Abba. So Rashi called the Mekadish says that it should be bottle. Al yidei gittin shech shiru chachamim. So one Rashi seems to say l'mafreya. This Rashi seems to say mekana laba. Rashi tinach also. Look at Rashi tinach. So the Rashi tinach l'meimar afkata kiddikadish b'kaspa the neima get zeh oikara kiddushin. Voice of ois matana. Get zeh oikara kiddushin. Get zeh oikara kiddushin sounds like the get is doing it. And then voice of Mois Matana Meikaran sounds like Mafreya. It's Mois Matana Meikaran. So what does that mean? The get. It's not really a get. I mean, it's just the get activates the whole thing. Not clear. It's not clear from Rashi.
Does she even need a get?
This get. It was a get, and it was Nenas. That was the get. So. Is pshat the get is doing something? Or is it pshat that we're mafkir kedusha l'mafreya? These are the two ways of looking at the Gemara. It seems certainly from the concept of hefker bez hefker of being oikel l'mafreya. No, that's what it seems. Each side has a problem. There's a problem each way you learn. If you learn it's l'mafreya, there are problems. First of all, the problem is. What's tinach the kiddush b'kaspa? If you ikra l'mafreya, that means all the bias were bias in us since he got married 20 years ago. So what's tinach the kiddush b'kaspa? It's only kasef. Kiddush b'bia ma'ika l'meimar. What's the difference kiddush b'bia kiddush b'kaspa? Either way, you're making all the bias in us. So the Gemara answers yes. The Rabbanon have a power to make bias in us. But in the Habamina, what was the difference in Kiddush B'Kaspa and Kiddush B'Bia? Either way, there are many Bias that are Bias Nus. Yeah.
The question is, how are they killing that king? How are they reminding
them
of the king?
You have to learn, that's what you started saying, Yossi, that tinnach the kiddush b'kaspa means it comes out to be as a biznos. But that's not what the Rabbanon did. The Rabbanon was mevatel the kiddush kesef with hefker bez hefker. Memeila, it's biznos. Okay, it's biznos. But they came out that way. But kiddush b'bia ma'ikel meimar, how are they mafkia the ma'isa bia? It was a bia l'shem kiddushin. How are the Rabbanon mafkia it? So the Gemara answers, yes, you could. So we have to do, to go with this pshat, that is l'mafreya, is we have to say, in order to say that it's being nekel l'mafreya, we have to say that the Rabbanon were willing to make that all be yisnus. Rabbanu are willing, it was worth it to them because of a takana, brutus is nois, to say that all the bias till now are bias nus, and it's a kedai to make such a takana. So Yeshua says it's a pella to say it. We'll get to Peshav Shah later. But if you learn that it's nekal mafreya, if you go with this mahalach, you have to be willing to accept something which is a little shver, and that is that all the bias are bias nus. Now, I just want to point out, now we're not making anybody mamzerim. Because if a man is bayal a woman out of wedlock without getting married, the children are ksherim. Children are ksherim. There's no mamzeris here. Mamzeris is only if there's an eshes ish, is nibal to someone else. So there's no issue of mamzeris here. It's just an issue that the last 20 years they were living, they weren't married. Al pi din. So that's nus. That's a bias nus. So we have to say, if you want to learn that Fazawa Itilam Afreya, you have to say that we're willing to accept that it should be everything Lam Afreya should be a Bias Nus. It's worth it for this Takara Drabah.
Is there a reason that Rabbanu would not give Lam Afreya on
the question is how the mechanics of Kol HaMikdash works. It has to work.
You can make it.
So let's talk about that. A second way of learning, we'll put names into all these ways, but the second way of learning is to learn it's Makana Lahaba. And Chazal said, till now it wasn't business. From now on, Makana Lahaba, they're not married. What's the problem with that, Mahalech? What? What's the problem with saying it's Makana Lahaba? Yeah, how does that work? How does that work? Rabbanu just said, hello, from now on, she's not an Eishes Ish. What's that feel called Kasha that Rabbanu Mekash? How does that work? How does the mechanics work of Mekana Lahaba? The Torah said a get works. The Torah said if the husband dies, it works. The Torah didn't say Rabbanu could stand up one morning and say, was called Kasha that Rabbanu Mekash, you just say, okay, your marriage ends today, and from now on, yeah.
Okay, married at night, that after 10 years, that, like, no one.
If you make it tonight, could a person do that? Get married on the condition that this marriage should end in 10 years by itself. I'm only married to you only for 10 years, so I am a Kadeshously, I'm a nurse, in 10 years it should be over. I'm missing a question. Could you make such a tonight? You can't make such a tonight, that's probably Masna Masha Kasabatara. There is no such kedusha that just dissolves by itself. No such thing. So how could the Rabbanan do it? There has to be a way for it to work. You have to figure out a way for it to work.
You have less problems if you say the
I'll tell you, Mekana Lahaba is a neater rule. But Svara doesn't fit. L'mafreya, in Svara, I understand the Rabbana could say that the ring, l'mafkir, it's not yours. But Svara makes sense, but why would Rabbana do that? For the Kusat, Karnat's noise, and Brutzis, they're going to make all the BSBs noise. There's also a second problem, that it's not clear that you could do Hefka Bez and Hefka l'mafreya. Like, let's say you own something 10 years ago. Could you get up today and say, I want that to be Hefka? You don't own it anymore. Well, how are you mafker it? It was Mekadisha 10 years ago. There's a Chuvas Arivash who says that he doesn't understand. There's no Hefka Bez and Hefka Lamafreya. So each tzad has difficulties, and we're going to try to work out each tzad how to learn. And hopefully we'll have a clock guide. One of the things we have to do... is answer the question of why can't we be matir all agunos zman hazeh? It's called the mekadesh adayta drabana mekadesh. There's a woman whose husband ran away. Well, the husband disappeared. He went out to sea. In the time of Chazal, that was the common aguna. He went out to the yam and he never came back. No telephones. Nobody knows where he is. He disappeared for 5 years. He's gone. So why are we not matir all agunis? We'll say call the mekadesh adayta drabana mekadesh, because that's why should be Israel. And we'll be matir all agunis and say, look, the rabbanon, meet. The rabbanon will say, we are hereby mevatel the kedushin, which was made in the first place on a condition that we're masking. So mevatel it, and we'll be matir, and I go into the world. So the Rajba in Asugi is the kasha, and he says he can't do it without Sirach Gita. That's a lashon Sirach, Samach Reish, Endachav. At least Sirach Gita, without some kind of get, it can't be matir and Eishes Ish. At least Sirach Gita. I don't know what that means. Understand the sugya, we'll understand better what the Rajba means. But this is in political circles, you know, the feminist movement. The feminists know this Gemara. You know, they don't know a lot of other Gemaras, but this Gemara, Afkin Rabban Kedushimine, that's how they want to be matir, all the agunas in the world, and you know, showing all Yisrael. So Ida Rajba says you can't. So they feel that whatever the politics is, that they can be matir. But they'll prove it because they'll find another place where we don't pass like the Rajba. So it's a raya, we don't pass like this Rajba. But we really have to understand the story.
Aren't all these questions in Rashi and not in Shari about the Yasai?
What?
First Rashi and that and Shari about the Yasai, Rashi is brought up by, on one hand, they're going to have a Kayak, on the other hand, it's a good Kayak. And then Rashi ends up to say, there's a cost going more to say if he doesn't know. And then Rashi seems to say, like, that it has to be, there has to be some type of gap. Aren't all these questions in Rashi?
Rashi says the words are they get, and we're gonna have to deal with that. Well, let's see. All right, the first mahalach is to learn that it's batul mafreya. The Ritva b'shem the Ramban says very clearly that it's batul mafreya. It seems that that's the sheet of Taisus Ibra Maslo Tinach, because Taisus says hefke bez nehefke v'hava mois matana. You call be Eliasov's nus. Place says beferish that the whole 20 years they were married, all the bilus was nus. So it seems pretty clear that Tosis learned this way. Certainly, the Ramban learned this way. Ramban says, "Issakash." Let's say a man is married, and his wife is mizana tachtav. She's mizana. So now she's going to be chayav misa, and she has a child. The child will be a mamzer. She has a child from a different man, so the child's going to be a mamzer. So frek the Ramban, why doesn't he try to create a situation of afkinu rabbanu l'kiddushin minei, and it will be batul l'mafreya? How could you do that? So there's another Gemara. Our Gemara's case is he gives Kedushin. Amanasai don't come in 30 days, and then he becomes an Oinus. You can't do that. Give her a get, and then become an Oinus. How do you set about being an Oinus? Oinus has to happen to you. But there's another Gemara. The Gemara says that a man who makes a shliach to be Megarish's wife, he sends a shliach to give a get to his wife. And on the way, and then when the shliach leaves, he's mevatel the shlichus. The shliach doesn't know. So his wife is in the next city, he's in this city. He tells the shliach, he writes up a get, gives it to the shliach, give it to my wife. After she leaves, he goes in front of question 1A, 2A, whatever the case, he goes in front of Adim, he says, I'm mevatel the shlichus. The woman gets the get, she thinks that she's mutter. She's not. It was mevatel de shlichus. In that Torah, she's still an eishes ish. So Rabbanan didn't want that to happen. So in that case, where you make a man a shliach to give a get, and then the husband is mevatel de shlichus without telling the man, not telling the shliach. So the Gemara says the same thing in Gittin. It's called the mekadesh adai de Rabbanan mekadesh afkidu Rabbanan lekidusha b'dah. Same exact words as Agamon. And Tinach the Kiddush Kaspak, Eshbiyah, like the Meimer, same Gemara. So, Frek the Ramban, I have a great idea. If a man's wife was Mizana, okay, he may not be interested in saving her life. But if he is, so let him do like this. Let him go over to a get, write up a get, make a shliach, send a shliach, and when the shliach is on the way, go in front of two Eidim, and be mevatel the shlichus, and then the man will give the get to the wife. In the meantime, he was mevatel the shlichus, so call the mekadesh at the rabbanon mekadesh. Afkinu rabbanon kedusha minei, he just saved a life. Not only that, if there'll be mamzerim, let's say you have an Eishes Ish, and they are mamzerim. I'll tell you, it's a case. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in Micha Shlomo Semenayim Vav brings a maisa that happened in the time of the Marsham, 100 years ago. A woman was married, her husband didn't come home. Two witnesses said he died. Two Eidim in bed said he died. She went, she married someone else, and she had children from the second husband. Then, a number of years later, her first husband came back. And she was happy to see him, or not happy to see him. But you understand what happened. She was married to him, he disappeared. Two Eidim said he died. And she married someone else, and she has children. Now her first husband comes back. The first husband claims that he's alive. Two of them say he's dead. So for whatever reason, the halacha is that we pass and he's alive. Even though normally we trust two Eidim. But he's alive. So what came out now? This lady's in trouble. Her child from the second husband is a mamzer. She's not allowed to be married to the second husband. She's not even allowed to be married to the first husband. Because anybody, a married woman who's mezana with someone else is also to the first husband. So it's a terrible tragedy. And it wasn't even people who did Averis. Bez Din Pasna, she got married. The Eidim did something wrong. They lied. But Lamaisa, so the Marsham suggested this Eitza. Let the first husband make the Shliach to give her a get. And after the Shliach leaves, he'll be Mevatel the Shlichus. And he'll give the get. We'll come out, call the Mekadish, Adaita, or Bada Mekadish, it's Batul Mafreya. And the child won't be a mamzer. She'll be married to the second husband. The Ramban says, on this kasha, he says, Inochinami, Tovi Olav Bracha. If he wants to do it, Tovi Olav Bracha. And a mamzerim could become kosher, the Ramban says, it doesn't bother me. It's fine with me. Fine with me. Let them become kosher. Is it clear that the Ramban holds his bottle of Mafreya? Obviously, the Ramban holds his bottle of Mafreya. The Ramban is saying that it will come out that she was never an Eishes Ish. When she was Mizana, it was Beheter. Even though Pshas Maisa, she thought she was an Eishes Ish. But called the Mekadesh, she died to drop on the Mekadesh. So if you do this business with the Shlichus, so it'll be a wonderful thing. It'll be a great Heter. Great hat that we could save not all the mamzerim, but many of the mamzerim. In such a case, there's a way of getting them out.
Is the same shot of the hefker as the one kind of era?
No. This means that's why Chazal didn't set up such a takan. So this is the first mahalach in the Gemara, which is for sure the Ramban Shita. So Ramban Shita says he could be mekar of the mamzerim. That's obviously it's working l'mafreya. There's no two ways to go about it. And that's what the Marsham suggested to do. Marsham writes in his tshuva, I suggest this l'halacha v'loy l'maisa, unless all the gedolim will be masking with me to use this eitza. His tshuva, Rav Shlomo Zalman, is not masking, and we'll see why. But according to Ramban, this is a good eitza. Ramban says, tavay olav bracha. If you read the Ritva, it almost makes you laugh. Because first he says something, then he has this great kasha. If so, a person will have rachmanis on his wife, he'll save her. It says, V'amar Ramban, Tovei Olav Bracha. Fine. Mishkeferlof. So that's the Ramban Shita, that it's L'mafreya. It appears that that's Taisa's Shita, that it's L'mafreya as well. Is there something wrong with that? Let's say he would be Mekadish this woman Amenas that I the only Mekudesh is to me if I never go to Beis Avos, case the Gemara. Right? I marry you on the condition that I never do a certain thing. Then she's Mizana Tachta, and then he goes and he does it. He goes and he does it. He'll save her. The Kaddish Al Tanai. If you learn our Sugya, that it's Pasha to Kedushin Al Tanai, it's like Amenas Yitzhava. If you make Kedushin Al Tanai, he says, Batal Mafreya. So, you know. Shalom al Yisrael. That's it's a way for it to work. Now,
that would be an Eitz Fagunis. Every person that gets married
puts. It won't be an Eitz Fagunis because you need the husband to be able to work with you. If the husband has to be willing to give a get and be mevatel the shlichus. Fagunis problem is the husband's not willing to work with you. He's willing to work, let him give a normal get. So the Rabban's Eitz it doesn't help for Agunis because this could only work if he's working.
If she does something, then the.
Makadosh al Tanai.
Makadosh
al Tanai.
She's able to be married.
And what happens if she's the bad one later?
No, she's the Agunah.
You don't know when they get married, they should be an Agunah. Because she has to be just married. Alright, Al Kaponim, this is the Pashtus of. This is the Ramban for sure. And this is Taisus Shit. Rashi, I can't tell you for certain, but Rashi doesn't sound like it. Rashi keeps on mentioning the get. Rashi says that. Shavir banal biyasi lamafreya al yedei get shum medevreya bilaznus. Yeah.
And then the Rashi.
That's what Rashi seems to say. What are you going to do? What?
And then the Rashi is really a lie. It's like kishul lamafreya. Rashi holds lamafreya.
In the end of Rashi, kiddush bebiya mai. Rashi uses the word at. The kiddush bebiya in the kasha. Atay kiddush lamafreya, matay abiyasai. Confusing. Does Rashi mean lamafreya? Does Rashi mean mekanal abba? No, said Rashi Tinoch says both. Rashi Tinoch says get ze oikar kiddushin. It's not like the Ramban. Get ze oikar kiddushin. This get is what's doing it, which sounds like mekanal abba. And then Rashi says va'oisa mois matana meikara. And lamafreya, the money is a matana. What's up, Shad?
Shad
Rashi.
What?
The Babia, he says both also.
Rashi's ahead.
The Rashi Kiddush Babia, Mai. Rashi Shavirah will be also. Limafreya, all you day get. That's a stira. Is it Limafreya or is it? Well, that's why she just means all you day get. Because he did this. No, they get it. All you day are this. Since he was.
It
means any condition that you have, that takes it off. The Nitziv has a tshuva in the Meshiv Davar, and he says, an explanation of Rashi, and he says, if he explains Rashi, he says, Eini mavin mani medaber. I don't know what I'm talking about. Because he says, like Rashi, this is what he says. According to Rashi, it means that she's mekudeshes, it's a good kedushin. But it's a kind of kedushin which could be taken off with a drabana they could get. That's what it means calling a kaddish adak the drabana. When a man gets married, he's getting married. When you get married, you should know you're getting married a kedushin dairaisa, which could come off with a get the drabana. So he says, "Eini maven mani medaber." I don't know what I'm saying because how could you have a kedushin dairaisa that comes off with a get the drabana? What do the words mean? So what? It's a Tanai. So is it a Kedushin or it's not a Kedushin? If it's a Tanai, then Kedushin is Batul Mafreya. But Kedushin Tanai is Batul Mafreya. So Rav Shlomo Zalman in his brings B'Shem the Sefer Bris Avram, an explanation of Rashi. Rav Shlomo Zalman's Truba is very long. It's, I think, 11 pages. This paragraph, I think it's a Dibra Maskel. L'chayra Nira, I think it starts. I can show it to you itself. He says a Hezber Rashi, which is very geschmack and it fits beautifully into Rashi. He says, "Kol de mekadesh adaita d'rabbanan mekadesh," means when you get married, you want to be married according to the rules of the Rabbanan. That whatever the rabbis say is a good get, should make it ice kedushin. whatever the Rabbanan say is a good get, should make it a nice kiddush. In the case of a derabbanan dika get, the way it works is that the kedushin da'iraisa is batul lemafreya. The kedushin da'iraisa is batul lemafreya, hefka bes nehefka, it's batul lemafreya. But what remains is a kedushin derabbanan. What remains is that you're still married to derabbanan. Chazal didn't call it a bias nus. They don't want to make all the bias of your whole marriage a bias nus. It's very shvar. So what happens is the kedusha deraisa is batul mafreya. The kedusha derabbanan remain called the mekadesh adaita derabbanan mekadesh. It's a derabbanan dika kedushin, and a derabbanan dika kedushin. Yes, that comes off with a get derabbanan. What's a get derabbanan? That's either your mevatel the shliach who's on his way, or your either you mevatel the shliach who's on his way, or if you give a get and then you become an oinis the gittin. So Rabbanu HaMafkia, the HaKadusha. Those two cases. What? So Deraisa says, Taka Batal Mafreya, Alts Hefka Bez Nehefka. Because of Hefka Bez Nehefka. That's Batal Mafreya. And the Kadusha Rabbanan is Batal for Al Yidei HaGet. Through the Get. Now, what? The Kanalaba. So all the bilais are mutter because the Rabbanu were mounted the bilais. The Rabbanan said that this is a kedushin. This is a kedushin to Rabbanan. So that's not nus. Nus is without. If nus is a woman, but derech nus. It is a kedushin to Rabbanan. What? The rice is batul mafreya. So tovel abracha, like the Ramban says. Ramban says there's no problem shemet chapa basachaisa. Only if you do something, you cheat. You make a get. You predate a get. That's from chapa basachaisa. But if you do it the right way, so yeah. Will this be matim amzerim? So Shlomo Zalman says no, because even the kedushin drabbanon is mamzeris. Mamzeris drabbanon is also mamzeris. In many ways, mamzeris drabbanon is worse. A mamzer deraisa is allowed to marry another mamzer deraisa. Mamzer derabbanan can marry a mamzer deraisa, but al kaponim it's still mamzeris. What we gain with this pshat in Rashi is it comes out very. First of all, it's very good that Rashi says both things: al yidei get and lemafreya. So deraisa is but lemafreya, and al yidei get the derabbanan the kedushin is both. But more than that, it's the answer to shverikait on pshat in the Gemara. We say, call the Mekadesh Adaita Drabbana Mekadesh, and we say Hefka Bez Nehefka. Why do you need both? Why do you need both? Even if it's not called Mekadesh Adaita Drabbana Mekadesh. Let's just say Hefka Bez Nehefka, and the money is not a Kedushin, and everything's bottled. Why don't you just say Hefka Bez Nehefka? Why do you have to say, call the Mekadesh Adaita Drabbana Mekadesh also? What are the two? Or just say call them kadosh and they're about a mekadosh, and then you don't need hefka bez nehefka. What are the two? It's a problem in the sugya. No, if you say call them kadosh and they're about a mekadosh, so it means it's like he was mekadosh al minos that the rabbanon are maskim. If they're not maskim, then I'm maskim. Why does hefka bez nehefka have to come into play? Like the Ramban, it's shver. Like Rashi, it's very good. Hefka bez nehefka is half chazal wa eked the kedushin deraisa. They were mafkir the kedushin, but that's not good enough because all the bias are going to be bias nus, and we don't want to do that according to Rashi. So that we say no, mekadesh adaita derabbanan, and it'll be a kedushin. Let it be a kedushin derabbanan. So it's hefka bez nehefka, but if they remain married, that's a kedushin derabbanan, and that is batal ayidei aget. And rabbanan la kedushin me nei, that kedushin derabbanan, derabbanan la mafkir. Very kishmak according to Rashi. Tinnich, says the Gemara's kasha. Tinnich the kiddush because the kiddush be'emai k'mamayimar. Right. So how we can explain that? All right. But so far, I just don't want to confuse. I'll answer that in 1 minute. But you understand Rashi Shita? The way Rashi learns, you can't make just ois kiddush. Just just say it's batel mafreya, finished. Because nobody wants that all his bias should be bias nus for the last 20 years. You can't say that that was his das originally, that it should be bias nus, and that's can't, the rabbanon didn't want to do that. So they only set it up in a way, the way it works is, there has to be a kedushin drabanan, which remains, which comes off all you they get. And that kedushin drabanan comes off all you they get, and then everything, it comes out, it's not a bias nus, there was a kedushin drabanan, and everything is fine. Now, how do you learn the Gemara? Tinach the kiddush b'kaspa. Kiddush b'biyamaykel ameymar. Very good kiddush b'kaspa. So hafka bez nehafka. Shbiyamaykel ameymar. The Gemara, shavirin rabbanu l'biyasei biyaznos. So here they are making at least the one biya. Gemara is saying into biyaznos. So that's a problem, which bothers the Pnei Yeshua. Some Seifer learns this Gemara, Shavirin Olambia Biyase Biyaznos, meaning that the Gemara in the Teretz is Bechadish, that the Kayach of Bezdin, of Hefke Bezdin Hefker, is, not to, till now we learned it means that the ring you gave is Hefker. That's Shver. There's no, first of all, there's no Hefke Bezdin Hefker Lamafreya. So, what is that? The some Seifel learns Hefke Bezdin Hefke means they were mafkir the connection of Kedushin that exists between them. They had a connection of Kedushin. It's a kinyan, right? We learn out of Stay Ephraim. It's a kinyan. A man is somehow, he's not, you don't own your wife. You own the ishus of your wife, whatever that means, whatever exactly that constitutes. But it's you get an ownership of something in a wife. Gemara is saying, Shavuino Rabbanu Biyasa Biyaznos, that there's a kayach of Hefke Bezdin Hefke to do that too. This is how the Chassam Sofer learns in a tshuva. I'm not sure that everybody would learn this way. Sounds like a chiddush, but at least it answers the kasha. Now, whether we learn with the Chassam Sofer or not, and don't hold me to it, because I don't know that everybody learns this way, but Rashi Shita is clear. Now, the original Rajba, who asked, why are we not matir agunas? Tadaita drabanan. So he said, no, we're only matir agunas only when there's a srach kita. There's some sort of get. Either a get with an oinis, or a get with a shliach, a givavat with a shliach. That Rajba probably learns the sugya like Rashi. That the kedushin chazal would never be mevatel kedushin l'mafreya and make all the biyas nus. There's no such thing. It's only that they left the Kedushin Drabanan. So Lamaisa, you can't be Matid Aguna unless something happens at the end. There's a Srach Gita, there's some sort of get. It could be a Shvacha, a Drabanan they could get. It could be a get, which is only a get because of Bishim Takanas Prutzis, it's no eyes. Or it could be it's only a get because he was Mevatel the Shlichus and the Rabanan said it's Kayim. But there must be some Srach Gita at the end. Because the Rabanan didn't just say that all the Bias of 20 years are Bias Nus. It's more than the fact that Rabbanan wouldn't want to do such a thing. It's also that it's hard to say that that was the Chassan's intention. When he said, Hari Abu Kadesh is like the Batabazu, Kadesh Adaita Rabbanan Mekadesh, that he meant that Rabbanan may someday say that the 20 years worth of BS are all BS nos. It's hard to say that. According to Rashi, that's answered. That it's only ois kedushin deraisa. You remain a kedushin derabanan. The rabbanan gave you rishus to have bia. There's no bia sisser. And then 20 years later, there's a get which is mevatel that. This is the way to learn shitas Rashi, and it's a beautiful pshat. It fits into Rashi because you have both. You have l'mafreya and you have ayideh get. It's the second mahalach. What? Srach gita means a get. Which is srach means like a crumb of a get or whatever it means, a trail of a get. It means that there's something which is not a get min hatorah, but we can hang our hat on it and say midrabanan, this is a get. Those are those two cases. It's exactly those two cases. Uh, So these are the two basic mahalachim. The Bnei Yeshua has a third mahalach, and he was mechavin to a pshat which says in the Shita Mekubetzes. And once you learn the Bnei Yeshua, it could be that that's what the Rashba himself is saying. If you look back in the Rashba, Bnei Yeshua says, he says, nice chak, listen carefully. It's like a third way, right? We have two ways, Mafreya and Mekana Labar. Bnei Yeshua comes in a third way. But Bnei Yeshua says that the Rabbanon, what is Oynis begin? He gave a get, he said, if I come within 20 days, within 30 days, whatever. Then he was Nenas and he didn't come. Bnei Yeshua says like this. The Rabbanon, now listen carefully, you're going to jump on me. He says, anybody who gives a get, adaita de Rabbanon. A get, not a kedusha. A get, adaita de Rabbanon. So when this man gave a get, he gave it adaita de Rabbanon. And the adaita de Rabbanon is that Mishum Tekanis, Nuis Aprutzis, if you're an Einis, it should be a get anyway. You should say, you should want it to be a get. So why is it a good get? Because anybody who gives a get, al das, adaita de Rabbanon. Let's say you'll have a man who'll say, I don't want it to be a get. I want to be married to her. Even though you say, I don't want it. So the Rabbanon threaten him. The Rabbanon say, listen, we don't want to make business. But since you are mekadish adaita de Rabbanon, we have the power to make all your business. So we give you a choice. Either have in mind that this get should be a good get, or we'll be mevatel the kedushin l'mafreya, and all your bias will be biasnus. We don't want to do it, but now you're a pesheya. You're bringing it on yourself. So that's the choice we give you. So l'maisa, most people will choose, and they're going to lose either way. They'll choose that the get should be a good get. If he'll insist, he doesn't want it to be a good get. So the kedushin l'taka be batel l'mafreya. But the main thing that the Rabbanon wanted is that he should have in das that the kedushin is a good kedushin, that the get is a good get, even though he was nanas.
So do we say
kedas mashiv Yisrael? No, we don't. Because it doesn't. I told you kedas mashiv Yisrael is not the main point. We tell the man, listen, if you don't want, you don't want. Fine, we'll make it a biznus. But if you, we prefer that you be masking, that you be a good get.
What's the
love of
power
of
being
a good get? It's an affair, it's a love. It's a love for being there. Yeah, it's a funny kind of affair. It's an affair that Bishas Maisa was a mitzvah, and later became an affair. A very funny kind of affair, right?
But it doesn't know about the
I don't know if the Pnei Yeshua means we explain it to him, or if the Pnei Yeshua means we just tell him that, listen, Rabbanon wanted to be a good get, so be masking.
Yes, yes.
Pnei Yeshua doesn't explain. It's a new mahalach. Take it or leave it. I mean, it's, you know, the Pnei Yeshua's mahalach, and these are the three basic mahalach in the Sukkah.
How do you like to
Well, he didn't know about oinus. We're just trying to shots up. What was his intention when he gave the get? If it'll be an oinus, what did he mean? So till now he said, he meant it'll be an oinus. I don't want it to be a get. That's how we looked up the sugya. Yeshua says, no. Once the Rabbana made a takana, so if it would be an oinus, he wouldn't want it to be a get. All right. Whether you want to go with the Yeshua's mahalach or not, we still have the two basic mahalachim. Either poshit that it's batel mafreya, like the Ramban. And according to the Ramban, the Marsham's Eitzah would have been a good Eitzah in his case. It would be a very good Eitzah. And one of the main reasons Rav Shlomo Zalman is now masking to the Eitzah, to be matir, to be matzal, this woman who was Mizana and Mamzerim, is because many Rishayim hold, like Rashi, that it's not Batul Bafreya, it's only Matan Rabba. And Memela, it's a Machlekes Rishayim. So, in Shas, there are two more cases of Afkinu Rabbanu L'Kiddush HaMineh. There are four cases in Shas of Afkinu Rabbanu. We already learned two. One is Einis Begitten, which just had here in our Gemara. One is Bittel Shlichus, a man who makes a shliach to give a get and he's mevatlit. There are two others. One is the Gemara of Bava Basra, Menches. Teluya, the Gemara says, Teluya v'zavin zvina zvini. If you force someone to sell something to you, the sale is a good sale. It's tal. It's an aveiri. Now I force someone to sell it to you. If you force them to give it to you, it's not a matan. If you force someone to sell something to you, and you pay him the fair price, he doesn't want to sell it. Teluya v'zavin, if you force him, zvine zvine. If you force him to say, right, Zani, it's chal. You want to know why? Learn the Gemara in Bava Basra. But the halacha is, teluya v'zavin, zvine zvine. So the Gemara says, what about teluya v'kiddush? How do you force a woman to marry you? Sounds like a good idea. Teluya v'kiddush, you force a woman to marry you. So min ha'taira, the kiddushin is a good kiddushin. You want to know why? Again, it's telling you this story. But teluya v'kiddush, min ha'taira, it's kiddush of kiddushin. But the Rabbanan didn't like this. This doesn't sound like a good idea. So the Rabbanan will mafkia the kiddushin. So the Gemara says, hefka bez nehefka, mafkinu Rabbanan the kiddushin minah. Gemara says, hu asa shalaika haigin. He did something wrong. Mafikach asu lai shalaika haigin. Therefore the Rabbanan did something to him. They said, hefka bez nehefka, mafkinu Rabbanan kiddushin minah. That's the Gemara in Bava Basra. Do you have a kasha from that Gemara on the Rashba? There, the Rabbanu wa mafgir the Kedushin, and there's no Svach Gita. There's no get. All there was a Kedushin. All there was a Kedushin.
How is there a Kedushin?
Because the halacha bin atayra is, if you force a woman, you get it, say, right, Zani, it's a Kedushin.
How do you force
her to twist her arm and it hurts, and she says, all right,
Sammy. It's not where it does. It's not where it does, though. You force her to say
this. So that's a kasha of the Gemara. But the Gemara says that. I told you. You have to learn the Gemara in Bava Basra to know why.
And
there's
no
B.S.
in the
Siri,
though.
What? And there's no B.S. in the Siri, though. So, and yet there are Bava Basra.
It's easy to do now, but you have to have
to do it. If it was Bail Ha, you think it would be different than there. If you're running a wind of it,
that was the choice.
Yeah, but here there's not two things. I mean, you're right. They show us hefker, but there's no student was necessarily important. But still, we see the idea of Afkinu Rabbanu Kiddushin without a get. There's a second, there's a fourth Gemara of Afkinu Rabbanu, and that is the Gemara has a case of a man who is Mekadesh a Ketana, not through the father, just done through the mother. And he raises her. Yisayma, he raised Mekadesh, he raises her, and his plan is when she turns 12 to give Kedushin Daraisa to her. Then after she turns 12, some man from the street goes over to her and sweet talks her into being Mekadesh to him. So Rabbanan said, Hu asa shalaika haigin. This first man took a yisayim into the house and raised her and wanted to marry her to be a kedusha derabbanan after she's 12. And another man came and tried to chop away the child. Who was the shalaika haigin? Lefika chasu shalaika haigin. Nafkinu rabbanan lekedusha mina. So there also there's no get. So we see now like the Rashba, we see afkinu rabbanan lekedusha mina when there's no get. The answer is that there are two separate situations. There are two types of Afkinu Rabbanan and Shas. One type is where the Kedushin is Shalaika Haigin, right away, Bishas Kedushin. Then, in that case, Chazal will mevatel the Kedushin immediately. Immediately. Those two Gemaras don't say, Kol de Mekadesh Adayte Rabbanan Mekadesh. It doesn't say the words, Kol de Mekadesh Adayte Rabbanan Mekadesh. Because this man was not Mekadesh Adayta the Rabbanan. He is Mekadesh against the Rabbanan's will. In those two Gemaras, where the Kedushin, Bishas, Maisa were bad, yes, that is Hefka Bezda without a get. Because the Kedushin immediately were bad. In the two other Gemaras, our Gemara, in the case where he gives a get and is Mevatel the Shliach, those two gemaras, the kedushin originally were good kedushin. It's only later b'shas to get that there's a mess up, that there's a mix up. Everything we talked about today is this type of afkin rabbanon kedushin. This type we were messed up b'shas gerish. If right away b'shas kedushin, there's something shalai kedin. That's a regular hefka bez nehefka. You don't need more. That's a normal hefka bez nehefka. Rabbanon mafia is money. So the two and the two shouldn't be confused. They're two totally different cases. When the Kedushin Rosh Halei Kedin, that's right away, Hefka Bez Nehefka. There's no Kaldam Kasha Daidu Rabbanu Mekadosh. And these two cases that we're talking about today are the Kedushin were a good Kedushin. And later on, we want to do, using a Get to Rabbanu, we want to use a Get to Rabbanu in order to make Ois Kedushin. That's awesome. But Kapanim, what we come away with is that it's quite complicated. Pshat, simple Pshat is quite complicated. Basically, we have two mahalchim. Either it's batal mafreya, it's batal makana mahaba. L'chayri, even like Rashi, we have to say kedushin derais is batal mafreya. It's only kedushin derabana which remain. But these are the two basic mahalchim and how to learn up the sugya. Now, the Taisis Tinach, the Kiddush Bekasva, we read the first few lines. Let's see the whole Taisis. The hefka bez nehefka, the habamayis matana. Umemele yu kubi yosa bias. Znus. Kol yokol beisav znus. Kiddush bebiya meikol ameimar. Hechek yur mashal kiddushin. Till here's the Gemara. Now, Taisus here's the kash. Afilu leman diyamar beho isha rabba. Di yesh koyach lechachamim lak or dovim in atayra. Even like the man diyamar who holds yesh koyach lezina machlaikis yesh koyach lechachamim. So you have to know. B'sheva al tase, everybody holds yesh koyach lechachamim lakar davim in atayim. Everybody agrees. B'sheva al tase, the rabbanon could be yoker deraisa. What's an example of that? The shayfer on Shabbos of Rosh Hashanah, right? In atayim, you have to blow shayfer. The rabbanon were yoker. They're not going to blow shayfer this coming Shabbos because the rabbanon were yoker deraisa. That's not a machlokes. B'sheva al tase, that means rabbanon said, don't do a deraisa, that certainly works. The rabbanon could be eiker deraisa b'shev al tase. There's no machlaikis. Machlaikis is, could they be eiker deraisa b'kum v'aseh? Could they say, could rabbanon say to a man, or to a woman, min atari you're married, and mid rabbanon we give you rishus to marry somebody else. They're being eiker the rabbanon b'kum v'aseh. This woman is going to go marry a different person now, but she's really married to someone else. So that is a machlokes in Yevamos. If yesh kayach lecham lakar davim in atayra with a kum v'aseh. So Tosfos is asking, like the man diyamar, that they do have kayach. So what's the problem in our sugya? He says, "Haynu kagoyin deleka avera." That's the case where there is no avera. Kagoyin isha rabba dahad l'tivla. They made something that was back to tevel from meiser. Aval hecha diika avera the mukudesha sibavia ma'ikal meimer. But what's going on? What place is Teretz? There's a man diyama who says yesh kayach lachachamim lakar davim in atayra. Okay, listen carefully. Chacham has said Rabbanu, the Torah gives Rabbanu permission to do anything. They could be like any deraisa. What does it mean? They could be like a deraisa. It means something's in avera, and Rabbanu could say we want you to do it anyway. Rabbanu has such a kayach. Rabbanu Shalom is masking. So Taisis, why don't they do it here? Why don't they say here that Bishop Takanis Prutzis is Nuais, we tell this lady to get married? And for Taisis, no, Yesh Kanavera. Yesh Kanavera? What is Yesh Kanavera? What kind of terrorist is that? The whole point is that the Rabbana could be Eiker Deraisa. And they could say that something that's an Avera is no longer an Avera. So what's a terrorist? Yesh Kanavera? Follow the kasha. Rabbi Chanan asked this kasha. What does it mean, yesh kan aveira? We're going now, according to the man, the army, yesh kayach lecham lakadavim and atayra. Why weren't they yiker? Teretz is this an aveira. It doesn't make sense. We say the chacham have the kayach to be yiker and aveira, so they'll be yiker that aveira too. Chacham don't have a kayach to do that. Is there a logic to be mechal?
It's not like you're going to see y'all give it to make benefit possibly to turn it off. It's not going to be here to have a negative action.
It's a benefit, but the Kanish proves this is nice. We want to make a takanish. Prutis is snuah shouldn't be messed up. So in order to do that, we want to make a rule that any time a min is ainus by a get, it's a get anyway. It's made, you know, this Gemara's rule, you get caught up in the nitty gritty. The rule is a very solid rule. Everyone is saying, if you give a get, unless you don't come in 30 days, no excuses. If you don't come in 30 days, it's a get. Finished. No excuses. It's such a sensible, it's such a practical rule. This way we don't have any problems. Maybe this will happen, that will happen. We just want, you come, you don't come. No excuses. No, this is not an excuse. So Rabbanan felt to make such a rule, which is a very good rule. So the Aikidav Minatayim. So Rabbanan's Teretz means Hashem will speak after me.